A housing price creep.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke, and it's time for the Morning Open. We check in on business and the economy as Wall Street begins the trading day. In a moment, is this morning's news a sign of a steadying housing market? And how come oil isn't cheaper? But first, where's Wall Street? The S&P 500 dead flat right now, and the NASDAQ isn't much better. It's up 0.1%. The Dow, though, is 40 points ahead at 9,908. Shares of U.S. Steel are down 4%. The company said this morning it lost money for the third quarter in a row. European stocks are up about 0.5%, and Asian stocks were off sharply today. Okay, let's bring in Julie Nieman. She's an analyst at Smith Moore & Company, joining us live from St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Bill.
So this morning, the Case-Shiller Index showed home prices rising by 1.2% from July to August. That is the fourth monthly increase in a row. So does that mean the price bottom is behind us?
Well, I think you're going to see a stabilization here. I did throw up a piece of confetti, but the summer pricing season is over, and that's the key thing. We got this good decline in prices. Everybody buys a house during the summer. That's pretty much over, and it's really down from bubble pricing where we had been before. The big problem is the banks have what's called a shadow inventory, and that's about 3 to 5 million houses out there ready to be foreclosed upon. The banks haven't done it yet, so this could really put more pressure on housing in the future here. So it's not today and today only you get this bargain.
A shadow inventory plus that $8,000 first-time homebuyer tax credit expires next month, so that's not a last-minute buying rush. It's going to go poof.
Well, pretty much you're seeing a little bit of that. In all likelihood, that $8,000 is not going to be renewed because there were some big problems with it. And there's also concern, too, that how much more stimulus do you need? And that's going to bring rationality back into the markets again. Prices are going to stay down here.
Oil is about $79 a barrel, Julie, cheaper than last year. But why isn't it even cheaper than that with demand down and inventories bulging?
You're absolutely right. It's not being based on fundamental demand at all. In fact, demand is still declining. What we're seeing now, though, is oil is a proxy for gold and the dollar. So as oil and the dollar goes down, oil is going up and vice versa here. It's an investment, not a commodity. And whenever that happens, that oil becomes an investment, you're building up to a bubble here. And ultimately, supply and demand will come in. I'm looking for a real good correction in the price of oil.
St. Louis's own Julie Nieman at Smith Moore & Company. Good to talk with you.
Thanks.
President Obama will be talking energy today. He's expected to announce almost $3.5 billion in stimulus grants to upgrade the so-called smart electric grid. Renewable energy advocate Harvey Wasserman says we could use more smarts when it comes to our energy use.
The bottom line is that we actually don't know that much about how homes can really be made more efficient and where we can make our best strides forward to make homes, offices, and factories self-sufficient.
The stimulus money will go for smart meters in your house to help you take advantage of the lowest electric rates and equipment to reduce power failures. And also it's supposed to help us take better advantage of renewables. Continental and United Airlines were talking merger last year. Those talks broke down, but today they get cozier. Continental is leaving the SkyTeam partnership to join the Star Alliance, which is headed by United. And if you think of those alliances as just mile-sharing clubs, Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite says there's more to it than that.
Switching from one airline team to another is quite a process, but Continental says it's worth it. The change is expected to bring the airline an extra $100 million a year. Continental will team up with airlines like United and Lufthansa on routes all over the world. Airline analyst Daryl Jenkins says joining Star Alliance could lead to a merger with United in the future.
An alliance like this gives your employees a good chance to know the employees of the other one, see how close their cultures fit. Think of it as dating in the romance game of airlines.
He says, after all, Delta and Northwest got used to each other as members of the SkyTeam Alliance for several years. Then they merged, and the merger has been pretty successful. Right now, Continental is preparing for courtship. It's busy replacing the old SkyTeam logos on its planes and even its napkins, which so far are still free. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The U.S. has stepped up its campaign against piracy in the Indian Ocean. For the first time, big hunter-killer surveillance drones called Reapers have started patrolling off the coast of Somalia. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
The end of the monsoon season has brought a rash of pirate attacks in the Indian Ocean. The Reapers have been deployed to meet the rising threat. 36 feet long, these unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, are the size of a jet fighter. They're capable of carrying a dozen guided bombs. These Reapers are designed solely for surveillance, though. They're not armed, nor should they be, says Karen Jacks of Dryad Maritime Intelligence. She says there's too much scope for error.
Even when you're on a cargo ship or, you know, a yacht, being approached by a skiff at 300 yards, even at that distance, it's very hard to determine whether you're actually being attacked or not, let alone watching from a UAV at long distance.
U.S. officials concede the Reapers will help combat but not eliminate the hijackings. In a chaotic, impoverished place like Somalia, the financial attractions of piracy are just too great. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, maybe you've heard about the trend of pop-up restaurants where you cook a fancy meal in your home and charge money for it. Well, a British woman was into it. She was advertising a Harry Potter-themed dinner for Halloween until Warner Brothers put a stop to that. The company's lawyers wrote her a letter saying, hey, we're glad that you're a fan, except you can't charge for Harry Potter. We own those rights. The woman wrote back saying she's now changed the title of her evening to Generic Wizard Night. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.